space rocks often enter the Earth's atmosphere. But they usually explode and burn before falling to the ground. About 70% of our planet is covered with water. As a result, most meteorites falling from the sky disappear on the ocean's floor. We would not know about them if it was not for an international agency. You may remember the meteorite that exploded last year, 23 kilometers above Chelyabinsk in Russia. Scientists estimate it was about 18 meters long before it fell to Earth. They also think it had a mass of about 10,000 tons. Many people would have died if the meteorite fell in a populated area. Luckily, it did not. Instead, it broke apart mid-air, and most of the pieces fell into Lake Chebarkul. But that is a little too close for some people. The Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Preparatory Commission is a group based in Vienna, Austria. It says the Earth is visited by meteorites more often than we know. The group records explosions made by meteorites that enter Earth's atmosphere. Pierre Miele works for the commission, also known as the CTBTO. He is an acoustic expert, specializing in the study of sounds. He says since meteorites are sometimes entering the atmosphere, they are creating loud air bursts. This commission controls sensors and other equipment that watch for possible violations of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Some of the devices are seismic, meaning they measure the movement of the Earth. Others are hydrostatic, meaning they measure the movement of the Earth's water. The commission also uses ultrasound and radioactivity sensors. Between 2000 and 2013, the CTBTO recorded 26 powerful explosions of large meteorites entering the atmosphere. The B612 Foundation also studies meteorite impacts. This group estimates that at least 4 of those 26 explosions were stronger than the nuclear bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. In addition to loud noise, explosions create low-frequency infrasound. Sound waves can travel very long distances at such low frequencies, but human beings are unable to hear them. CTBTO stations as far away as Antarctica recorded the explosions of the Chelyabinsk meteorite. Mr. Miele says listening stations operate anywhere from 4 to 15 high-technology sensors. He says that the sensors work like large microphones. He adds that some of the explosions are hard to identify immediately after they are recorded.
That's the first time we have this, what was later called the superbolide of North Pacific, in the first few weeks. For us, it was just an unknown large event in the middle of the Pacific, but we didn't know what it was.
The commission keeps contact with other agencies, such as NASA, that follow meteorites. NASA officials later confirmed that the mysterious explosion was caused by a meteorite. When complete, the CTBTO system will have 337 stations worldwide. And these stations will be listening for nuclear explosions and other loud sounds in the atmosphere. I'm Anna Mateo. And now for words in the news. Meteor, a piece of rock or metal that burns and glows brightly in the sky as it falls from outer space into the Earth's atmosphere. Meteorite, a meteor that reaches the surface of the Earth without being completely destroyed. Sensor, a device that responds to a physical stimulus, such as heat, light, sound, pressure, magnetism, or a particular motion, and then sends a resulting impulse, as for measurement or operating a control. Seismic, of or relating to earthquakes or other vibrations of the earth and its crust. Hydrostatic, of or relating to fluids at rest or to the pressures they exert or transmit. Ultrasound, a method of producing images by using a machine that produces sound waves, which are too high to be heard. Radioactivity, the property possessed by some elements, as uranium, or isotopes, as carbon-14, of spontaneously emitting energetic particles, as electrons or alpha particles, by the disintegration of their atomic nuclei. That's a tough one. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.